Welcome to day 11 of Jesus Revealed and Jesus Revealed in Purpose, season 2. And in this week, as we have started with Pastor Silva in day 8, we have been looking at a life of just a mission-filled life and living with intention. And in day 11, we're focusing specifically on a life of service. And today I'm joined by Pastor Virginia, who is another returnee from season 1. Pastor Virginia, thank you so much for being here and welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. It's good to be here.
Yeah. So today we're looking at a life of service, and we'll be reading from the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 45. And it reads as follows. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. That, Pastor Virginia, is a mouthful. Even though it's one particular sentence, it really is rich in how our life really is per the theme of living in service. When looking at it, Pastor Virginia, how do you reflect on this passage that we've just read?
Good evening to our listeners and viewers.
Yeah.
I just want to say that I believe that in the scripture, it's making known to all mankind that we need to serve even as the Son of Man came to serve. Mm. There was no exception to Jesus' rule.
Yeah.
He served, and he's the perfect example. And we see it throughout his ministry, mm-hmm. serving.
Yeah.
Jesus served. Jesus' life was defined by service. Rather than seeking power, he chose the humble part of serving others.
Amen.
And we see the true purposes reflected in the act of serving, where our gifts are used for the benefit of others and to honor God.
Mm-hmm. And just on that, Pastor Virginia, it's very easy for us to think our purpose, our lives are for our satisfaction and our exaltation and all of that. But when looking at, and to what you're saying, and when we're looking at the life of Christ, he really, in all his power and his magnitude, was really there to serve everyone. And that's what we see. And to your point, that's what is probably the common theme around what we should do with our purpose and with what God has called us to do. Now, yeah, and when looking at then how we apply it and maybe putting ourselves into this, How then do we consider the application of living a life of service in the same way that Christ did?
I would say that we need to look at it at every opportunity you can have on a daily basis,
yeah.
to serve someone.
Yeah.
We could use our talents and our resources to bless others selflessly.
Mm-hmm.
We remember that there's no act that is too small when we do it for the glory of God.
Amen.
It doesn't have to be big things,
yeah.
little acts of service can make a huge difference in someone's life.
Yeah.
And truly, I enjoy personally finding opportunity, and I see how it impacts my life. I come away more blessed
by impacting
someone else's life.
Yeah.
And I thank God for that opportunity.
Sure. Bless God for that, Pastor Virginia. And it takes me back to what Jesus says around it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Definitely.
And that to what you're saying, that in as much as you're thinking you're pouring everything into other people's lives, in actual fact, there is so much that you're gaining that you haven't even thought or calculated.
That's right.
How much your life is getting fuller and fuller.
That's right.
Yeah.
I always say, empty yourself into others.
Yeah. Wow.
When opportunity presents itself, it may be that moment. Don't lose that opportunity.
Yeah.
And don't live with regrets.
Yeah.
Give. Don't. I'm reminded of the verse when it says, someone comes knocking at your door late at night. Rather give that person what you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and share. It makes such a big difference. yeah, in someone else's life.
We never know how much of an impact we actually have in people when we live a life of service to everyone. And I just then want to have a reflection around in what ways we can serve others more intentionally. And please feel free to also share some of your experiences, because it really did sound like, man, there were actually a lot of places and instances where you've been a blessing to other people. But in just generally, Pastor Virginia, how can we better serve people more intentionally?
For me personally, I love serving in cooking a meal for someone who's not well.
I can testify for that. I can testify. Not that I wasn't well, but I can testify to Pastor Virginia's cooking and it being a blessing to me personally.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so wonderful to have an opportunity when you know someone's not well and to offer service to them, make time for someone they don't have to be, or go and celebrate with someone, have a covenant meal with someone. That's serving. You preparing a meal means serving.
Yeah.
And hospitality and being hospitable is one of the key elements of serving people and loving people. That's what Jesus was about.
Yeah.
He would go to the tax collector, where everybody wouldn't want to be around that person, and he would have supper with them, and the rulers the rulers would say, and the Sadducees and Pharisees would criticize Jesus, but he made known, he made friends with them, he befriended people and served people and made room for people, and that's what we need to do.
I agree.
This far-paced life that we live, we set targets for ourselves and we're just so caught up in that that we forget about the mundane things of loving, caring, and stopping. And Jesus, we found, he was so many times, he's so busy with his life, serving, but he would stop and listen to blind Bartimaeus screaming out for him. He was busy on his way to Jairus' daughter that was ill, and making his way there. And the lady with the issue of blood, she touched him and he stopped. And he realized that someone with faith needed me. And he stops and he addresses her and he blesses her and he affirms her healing. So Jesus made time for people. Why are we so busy? I challenge myself every time. I challenge those that are listening. We're in a church that gives and loves and cares. So let us become more giving. Give a smile to someone. You don't know what they're going through.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
When you're driving next to someone or whatever you're doing, be a neighbor to someone and be a blessing.
I love those small acts, Pastor Virginia, because you really, they do have an impact. They do have an influence just on other people's lives, and even maybe someone having a bad day, but they see someone with a smile, greeting them, being warm to them, being kind to them.
Makes a big difference.
It makes a big difference. It really does make a big difference. And Pastor Virginia, I want to put these two worlds together around serving and living a life of service and just purpose and living a life of purpose, and how, maybe if I can put it that, like, how does serving impact just our sense of purpose? Or maybe if I can ask the person, how does it impact your sense of purpose and fulfillment in your life?
I've been through challenging times in my life personally, and I've seen the hand of God come in time and again. As a mother giving birth to a child and hemorrhaging, and I've seen God come through where nurses didn't have to come and check on me. They checked on me and they realized I was hemorrhaging. And doctors said that they ordered blood because I'd lost so much of blood. That blood that came in was incorrect, the wrong type. So I was wheeled in. Doctor said, I'm signing her. If you don't sign, he said to my husband. And I'm wheeling her in, irrespective if you're signing, because of the situation she's in. I came out of there, and many times I've seen the hand of God over me. That's increased my faith and a love for people. If God can do so much in our lives, why not touch someone else?
Yeah.
Why not give? Yeah. That is why when I do the things that I do, I also ask myself, why are you doing this? What is your motive? Because I can be so tired, but I find myself motivated and driven because of love for people.
Amen.
And love for the children of God, that I enjoy doing what I do. And I'm passionate, like Jesus was passionate. Yeah, I find myself passionate.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do it as an act of love, a demonstration that Jesus came and gave his life, poured out everything to mankind. And today we are here because of that love, that genuineness of Jesus.
Amen, Pastor Virginia. Now, okay, there are so many good nuggets that you've given us in these 12 or so minutes. So if we can have one particular parting shot concerning living a life of service and how we can live that life for others and living it on purpose and intentionally, what would that be? How would you summarize this for us?
I would say, like I said previously, look out for opportunity to be a blessing. We're in a big ministry. It's so wonderful to see us getting out of our comfort for that 30 seconds and greeting people. So let's make it a happy place and get to know more people. The more people you get to know their pain and their struggle, and thereby you are a blessing and you can serve one another. We're not strangers. We're in a ministry together. We're here to touch lives. We've got a goal for 10,000 souls. How can we achieve it? We can achieve it by little acts of love and sharing and caring. And that, for me, fulfills purpose as a child of God.
Wow. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Virginia. I really enjoyed this. It was such a blessing to me. And I pray that it was a blessing to everyone that was listening around these small but significant steps that we can take to be a blessing to others. Living a life of service does not have to be these mountainous tasks. Although, yes, if God leads you to doing them, by the grace of God, do them. But there are these things of just sharing a smile, sharing a hug, cooking for others, just washing people's feet.
That's right.
And serving them is an act, nevertheless, living a life of service. So as we reflect on day 11, I pray that we just go out wherever we are coming from, whichever community that we come from, and think about how best we can serve it. And even in the local church community as well, how best you can best serve it. So if this was a blessing to you, again, please like and subscribe us on all our pages across social media, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, and just follow us as well on Facebook. If you want to connect with us on WhatsApp, there are those means as well. So God bless you and see you next episode.